Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And thank you for tuning in and joining us on this Saturday morning with a less than an ideal forecast weather-wise. We've had a couple of events have been postponed or canceled due to the inclement weather. We're liable to have a few more of those taking place. But if you are going to be getting out, we got some information for you. We're talking with some of our field reporters. We'll hear from Captain Mike Gallo in just a few minutes. We're also going to have Lance Burgess do our paddler's report. Ryan Lambert from Cajun Fishing Adventures is also going to join us. And this is kind of just one of these spur-of-the-moment things. This is what I love about radio. You know, these ideas come up, and someone wanted to know, what is your favorite seafood breakfast item on the menu? What is it? Share it with us on our text board at 504-260-1870. My friend Jan is sitting here. She's making me hungry. She triggered a memory of a breakfast we've had at Mrs. Rose's Bed and Breakfast, which is down in Kaplan, Louisiana. That's where you can go and catch and cook your own crawfish. He serves, this is Barry Toops, boudin egg rolls and crawfish omelet with a little bit of Steen's cane syrup poured over. Now, if that doesn't make you hungry, check your pulse. All right, we got some other ones coming in here. This one says, Eggs Ninth is the title of the menu item. It's at Russell's Marina Grill. Two lump crab cakes, poached eggs topped with shrimp hollandaise sauce. That's from Captain Robin. Now, Captain Robin's lair has been known to put out some pretty good food, fish and game and seafood. Thank you for that one, Captain Robin. Here's a message from the king of the tickfaw, Frankie D. He caught a break in the wind Thursday. That was the same day I fished. He got on the sheephead spawn off of Grand Isle, caught 20 under a slip cork about 10 feet deep on market shrimp. Also picked up a bonus pompano. What'd you do with that pompano, Frankie? Love to get your recipe. And we have another one. This is for salmon patty biscuits with the cream gravy. That probably sounds very tempting, but I'm just not a salmon kind of guy. And so I think I'd pass on that one. But we do have many other good ones. In fact, there was one here that was a little strange. Besides the secret recipe for the shrimp Benedict, they won't give that out. Fresh speckled trout fillets and greens cooked in butter with salt and pepper and black coffee, or half-shell oysters and spicy Bloody Mary with garnish. Now, that might be something after a night on the town to break your fast, as they say in the morning. All right, what do you got going on? We'd love to hear from you, 504-260-1870. This is a little bit long range, but that's going to be coming up at the St. Bernard Catholic Church. The first ever fishing rodeo, October 11th. They're going to hold it at Campos Marina. I'm sure you can find out more details, and as we get them, we'll be passing those along to you. But you might want to put that down. October 11th, that's great time, October. We were talking about that on the boat the other day. That is most people's favorite month to fish because of the weather we get down here on the Great Gulf Coast. Also want to remind you of Bayou Wild TV. We've got a new episode airing this week, and it deals with bent rods on the bend. We're catching some white perch, sockeye, crappie, whatever you want to call them, up on the bend, Toledo Bend. It's a great program, good episode. Chris LeCocq did a wonderful job, and you can see how they actually fish them now. A lot of modern technology mixed with some old-school traditional methods of catching one of the most sought-after fish up there. Of course, they're known for the bass fishing on Toledo Bend, but crappie and brim fishing is also can be off the charts up there, and there's plenty of space to do it. It's one of Louisiana's treasures. Oh, by the way, that Bayou Wild TV, if you want to find out where you can see it, go to our webpage, bayouwildtv.com. You can watch it online or see all of the different listings, the stations and where they're located and the times that they air the program. All right, coming back after this, it's Captain Mike Gallo time. We'll find out what his favorite seafood breakfast item is. What's yours? 504-260-1870. That's how you contact us here at the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And Mike Gallo provides us our Born on the Bayou report. It's a presentation of CETO. And you know them because we talk about them every week, and we talk very highly about them. You can call Captain Chris and get signed up, and it's a membership. It's renewable. And what it gets you is peace of mind. They'll tow you free from dock to dock. They'll get out there and bring you fuel or jump start you if you just need something to get running back on the water. And then talking to a couple of the captains a couple of weeks ago, that was one of the really important parts they talked about, that, you know, they're kind of handy-dandy with the mechanics and they understand the motors and the mechanisms. And a lot of times they don't even have to do a tow. They can get you back up and running with just one quick visit. Doesn't matter how many times you need them, how far you got to go, it's all covered under one price, $249 for a whole year, and then it's renewable after that. At CETO.com or call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. And if you're going to be at the Sportsman Show this weekend, they will have a booth there. They can tell you all the benefits and get you signed up. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and Mike, we're talking about favorite seafood breakfast menu items. Will you happen to have one you serve over there at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge?
Well, Don, when I have the opportunity and crawfish are available, a crawfish omelet with American cheese works for me.
Yeah, pretty simple, but pretty effective, I'll guarantee you that. Well, Mike, what's your plans today, given this weather forecast? Did you scuttle your trip? Did they have to go, and you're going to go brave some of the wet stuff, or what's the deal?
I got lucky. My clients were local, and we're in the process of trying to reschedule. You know, he's talking with his other two other buddies and try to get everybody to come together with the dates that I have available and see what we can get him rescheduled. So that's the plan. I will not be doing any fishing today.
Did you get to do any at all earlier this week before all this blow came up?
Yeah, there was a couple of two or three nice days, and we had good catches of fish. I was a little envious listening to Glenn earlier this morning about catching them on top water. I had a trip earlier in the week where we attempted to fish top water. It was Tuesday. It was very foggy first thing in the morning, and by the time I got to where I wanted to go, the sun was relatively high in the sky. We threw top waters, and we had a couple of fish come and roll and look at them, but we didn't get any strikes. And I guess there's a lesson to be learned there. We switched over to subsurface plastics, hard plastics, the Husky Jerk style suspending lures, and we did really well on those. I had one customer, he caught his limit, and our average fish was 17 inches or better.
Yeah, that's good fish and good way to catch them. Mike, I was talking to Captain Patrick, and I fished in Mobile Bay this week, and I noticed that we weren't fishing deep water like Lake Pontchartrain. We were fishing 3, maybe 4 feet of water at the most. And these trout did not come up to the top like they do in Pontchartrain. You know, a lot of times when you catch a big fish, he'll hang down. He won't come up. But usually the smaller fish come right up to the top, and they try to shake the hook, you know, do a little tail walking and head shaking. Any experience you found where, for some reason, sometimes trout will stay down when you're reeling them in, and other times when they'll come up?
I don't have a reason why. We caught several yesterday that I thought were going to be catfish, because we've caught some hardhead catfish that are moving in the area. We were fishing live bait, and, you know, I thought that's going to be another catfish. And then we have a nice 14, 15-inch trout beside the boat, and I'm scrambling for the net. So I don't have a reason, unless it was because of the bad weather. You know, yesterday we had some – it started out decent, 10 to 12-mile-an-hour winds, and I caught the majority of my fish right up until the wind picked up to 16 to 18, And boy, it was like a light switch shut off. We just really, really struggled to put anything in the boat after that. Wind really did pick up. But I did notice that some of our fish stayed down, and I thought they might have been catfish until we could physically see them.
What a pleasant surprise when you think you got a hard hit and a nice speck pops up. We're talking with Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And Mike, in the last couple of minutes we got here, we're approaching the end of March. What changes should anyone make if they're going to be fishing now, you know, getting kind of out of the winter patterns, moving into the spring and early summer? What might they change tactic-wise?
Well, the fish are getting a little more aggressive as the water temperatures warm up, and a popping cork will become a really popular way to catch them. Can cover lots of water. It's a great search bait. One of my trips, that's all we started with, popping corks, and we finished with popping corks. We fished plastic under a cork all day long, had a good, successful trip. So our water temperatures are getting to be in the high 60s, low 70s, and the fish will get more aggressive. They'll scatter out. Current lines will become important. They'll start using current to their advantage. So the popping cork is going to be a great way to go when you're in that shallower water. I say 6 to 8 feet, you can fish a popping cork. Over 8 feet, I still like to work the bottom first and then see if those fish are suspended.
It's all part of the forensic fisherman's dialogue and record keeping. You do a great job on that, Mike. Mike, if somebody wants to fish with you, and whether they're from out of town and they need a place to stay at Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge, or they're just local and want to make a day trip with you and on a short drive, besides finding you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, tell them how to get a hold of Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
Well, you can find me at AAofLA.com. We're on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All right, and as they say, operators are standing by. Captain Mike, we'll catch up with you next week. Hope you have a good week of fishing.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. All right, coming back after this, it's Paddler Report time. Lance Burgess, who works with us on Tigers in the Wild on Bayou Wild TV and also a very avid kayaker, he's got your report next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And you're going to be stroking into a headwind if you're stroking south this morning. We got a Paddler's Report coming up. It's a presentation of our friends over at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Now, today they had a demo day scheduled, and because of the weather, they're going to move it to April the 12th. So if you were planning on going April 12th, it'll coincide with the Bucktown boat launch cleanup. There's a little nice kayak launching area there in Bucktown, which is in New Orleans on the shores of Lake Pontchartrain on the Metairie-Hammond Highway, they call it, from 8:30 to noon. And they will be doing kayak demos before and during and after that event. So if you want to try before you buy, check it out. And you can also get some lessons on fly casting, particularly from a kayak. So there's some events coming up. And they also got this one. This is the first time I've heard of this. The Dirty Carp Tournament. That's going to be next weekend, April the 5th. It's a fly fishing tournament targeting sewer salmon, which is another name for the carp in Metairie. They also have a clearance tent sale that day, so if you want to come out, take advantage of great products at rock bottom prices and enjoy fishing in camaraderie. So the Dirty Carp Tournament, 1 week from today, and then the following week, the cleanup of the Bucktown cleanup, and also the demo days for No Wake Outfitters. Call Justin and the gang over there if you got any questions or need to know any more information about it. We're going to get some information on paddle fishing. Lance Burgos joins us now. And Lance, before we get to that big speckled trout you made me jealous with sending me that picture, tell me about your favorite seafood breakfast item.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I have had, and I'll give Louis in Baton Rouge in college, the seafood, and his seafood omelet. He's got crab, shrimp, and crawfish in his omelet, and it was always one of my sinful breakfasts. But I like a good seafood omelet, and I don't know if it's Mike Gallo talking about a cheese and crawfish with eggs. That's awesome. Also on my list. So definitely the shellfish for breakfast.
Yep, we love talking about fishing as much as we talk about eating here on the show. Well, listen, that 100%. Speckled trout, you sent me a picture of a gorgeous speckled trout you caught, and you said you could have used this one last week during the trout tourney. Give me some details and some intel on that trout. Where was it caught? What'd you use?
Well, you know, I knew the trout tournament was coming up. I took some time to go do a little pre-fishing, and I was down in that Hopedale area, went to the dam, and lo and behold, I was blessed with a 5-plus pound trout on a topwater. Believe it or not, Don,
topwater season
is right around the corner, and it is getting back to wanting to, you know, tear up a topwater, and I've seen it firsthand.
And that's a very popular kayak spot because it's not a long paddle at all from the launch right there. The Hopedale Dam across the Mr. Go, and it's produced not just speckled trout, but it's also very good for some flounder fishing there. Well, Lance, given the weather forecast, the conditions, somebody's got to go out in a kayak today because it's their day, and they're not really too concerned about fishing in a light rain if they're lucky enough to get light rain. Tell them where they might go and what they might try.
Well, I don't know if they can escape to some freshwater opportunities and kind of stay off the coast, but that would be my recommendation. You know, I looked out to the west part of the state this weekend as well. The weather was just it's just tough. It's going to be a tough weekend to get out in the kayak. But, you know, a little bit further north in any freshwater, any bass, any sockeye. I mean, obviously sockeye are biting right now, so – you know, some of those areas might be my go-to and a plan B or C.
Yeah, you know, Aaron, this week is a feature you're in with us on Bayou Wild TV, where we fished up at Toledo Bend with Bent Rod's Guide Service, and you and I got in the front of that pontoon boat and wore out some white perch or sockeye or crappie, whatever you want to call them, and that could be a good option, too, if you got some time to run up there. Particularly tomorrow looks like it's going to be a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, what a trip. You know, not often do you get to catch quality sockeye like you do on a trip like that. And using those electronics and the front-facing sonar is obviously a huge advantage. But since you just mentioned it, you know, in this area, Black Lake is a place that I always have liked to go with my kids, with my wife even. Black Lake is a place I've launched and gone to do some great goggle-eye, sockeye, brim, bass. You know, you can do a lot of that. It'll be a lot more protected of an area on a day like today.
Yeah, I call that relaxing fishing, you know, just kind of getting up underneath the willow trees and the cypress and the gums and flipping up underneath there. Man, what a great way to spend a day, huh?
Absolutely. Well, Don, I guess I could give you a quick recap. You mentioned the Trout Challenge. You know, congratulations to Robert Burkhart. Robert's a great angler with the Bayou Coast Fishing Club. He took home first place. His total was 96.75 inches, Don. You know, it was a CPR tournament. So, well, a catch photo. You know, you can keep your fish if you desire to, but you submit your fish on a ruler to through Tourney X in the app. And Robert was able to capture his first win on the Bayou Coast Angler Series. And so congratulations to him. And, of course, you know, obviously the GOAT, we all know Steve Lessard. Steve took home mule trout. He picked up a 21-inch trout, which was the big trout of the day. I was with Steve all morning. And, you know, we were working the dam and the backside of the dam pretty good. And, you know, it was a tough day, you know, and that – that's kind of indicative of what's going on right now in the water. You know, the trout are, just to put it in perspective, Steve and I caught all of our fish on almost 6 or 7 different types of baits, whether we were fishing light, you know, 1/8 inch, 1/16 inch jigs, jerk baits. I could tell you Mr. Burkhart, who took first place, he does it again. He mentioned that his topwater bite was not very – you know, not very aggressive, and he was missing a few fish, and he switched to the jerk bait, and he piled up 4 or 5 fish, and just really did a great job with that. But you know, we were deep jigging. It was like every time we switched baits, we would pick up another fish or two. So it was definitely a variety of techniques and strategies employed last weekend to try to put together a 5 fish limit.
Paid off for him. Let me ask you one last question: did Robert have a motorized vessel or not?
I do not believe Robert has a motorized vessel at this point yet. I'm sure everybody, you know, kind of trending that way, but I know Robert pretty good. I do not know him to use a motorized motor yet.
Well, if you're fishing the Hopedale Dam, it's not a real big advantage if you're just going that short distance, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Robert actually went to the Shell Beach area. You know, I didn't see him at the dam. He mentioned that he had kind of looked around Shell Beach, and you know, I knew the tournament boundaries were St. Bernard Parish. A lot of folks, I guess, aborted their plane to fish Lake Pontchartrain and the Trestles that day. But it was a gorgeous day. I know there were folks at Pips and Hopedale Lagoon. So people all up and down Highway 46 and, you know, using the area and the boundaries that were available to try to go ahead and win that tournament.
Very good. Lance, thanks so much for the update and the report. We'll talk soon. Glad to have you on with us this morning.
Good deal. Thank you, Don. Talk to you soon.
All right, there he goes, Lance Burgess, one of our reporters for the Paddler's Report. All right, coming back next, we got to talk about this. Another bad boy of the outdoors. He hit the jackpot on civil restitution, a $10,000 payback. We'll tell you why coming back after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And this morning we're hearing from David Hubble of Hubble's Hearth, and I was just going to ask him, since he didn't comment on his favorite seafood dish, since he's a real foodie, a breakfast seafood item, and then he did before I could even ask, and I'll share that with you. Also, my friend Rick, good luck to Rick and his grandson Seth, who will be hunting in the Louisiana Youth Turkey Hunt this morning, and my grandnephew Drew and I will be joining them tomorrow. He sent one in too, and I'll share that with you in a little while. We got several of them coming in, so stick around. We'll give you some seafood and fish breakfast ideas. But first, we got to pause 10 seconds, and when we come back, it's our Bad Boy of the Outdoors story. We let our local stations identify on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, our story began when Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Corporal Derek Logan, Corporal Joshua Seagrest, and Sergeant Michael Hebert got some intel that a black bear was killed near the Palmetto State Park on private land in Vermilion Parish earlier this month. And they located a deceased female bear, which was about 10 years old and weighed about 200 pounds. A necropsy, which is the equivalent of a human's autopsy, was conducted, and that revealed the bear was shot with a high-powered rifle on or about February 28th or March 1st, which turned out to be pretty close because their investigation produced evidence leading those agents to Shannon Parker as a suspected shooter of the bear, who, during questioning, admitted to taking a black bear at night with his .270 rifle around February 28th. Parker's story was he shot at a dark silhouette that he believed was a wild hog and failed to identify his target prior to firing his rifle. Serious mistake and a costly one. Now, the agents also learned that Parker failed to have written permission to hunt on property at night, had no landowner's contact information in his possession, and failed to notify the Vermilion Parish Sheriff's Office of his intention to attempt to take wild hogs at night. All of those are legal requirements to do so. So, if convicted of all those charges, and remember, he's admitted to them, facing up to $1,450 worth of criminal fines, plus 120 days in jail, added to a whopping civil restitution value of $10,000, you got it, $10,000, to replace the bear is 50-year-old Shannon R. Parker of Abbeville, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Well, the moral of this story is, do not only not feed the bears, do not shoot the bears, unless, of course, you were picked for the lottery hunt and you're properly licensed and tagged. All right, so much for that. We'll follow up on that one. All right, John Terrebonne's checking in. He's with the Convent Hunting Club. That's those rabbit hunting guys. The season's over for rabbit hunters, and they're moved into full season fishing. And some of their members are up in Toledo Bend. Well, good luck to them. And some are over at Blind River going to the boat launch. He's got his 6-year-old son, Kai, with him today. And boy, oh boy, does he get a kick out of hearing his name on the radio. Good luck, Kai, and everybody And he also wishes good luck to the ones fishing the City Park Big Bass Rodeo this morning. All right, we come back after this. Ryan Lambert's our target. We're going to shoot aim down in Cajun Fishing Adventures Lot in Burris, and hopefully we make a hit. We'll find out right after this three-minute pause where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we will find out from the Plastic Man about the fishing conditions down in Plaquemines Parish. But first, we got to get a very important comment from him regarding his favorite seafood breakfast menu item. And Ryan, your kitchen down at the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge is legendary. What specialty do you have down there you like the best?
You know what I like to do? After a crawfish boil, I'll take the potatoes and I'll slice them, you know, not real thick, and I'll slice the sausage, and I'll put a little olive oil in the pan, and I'll brown that real good. Just lay down. Then I'll throw some crawfish on top. Then I'll just crack eggs like you're going to fry them on top of it. Not scrambled, but crack the eggs on top and then let it cook a while and then flip it over where it's all brown and crispy. Oh, my gosh, that's so good.
Yeah, that's making really good use of leftover crawfish and potatoes and sausage from a boil. What a unique recipe that is. That'll fire you up on a Saturday morning, too. That'll get you rolling.
Carmen walks in and says, what are you doing? Because I always eat dinner for breakfast, you know.
Yeah.
And same thing. You know, I like to make a soup with that, too, with the potatoes and the corn and the sausage, and I'll make a soup with it, too. It's so good. Golly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I'm 265 pounds.
And we love every ounce of you, too. Hey, tell us about the fishing down there. Man, weather hadn't been ideal, but did y'all get some trips in this week?
Oh, my gosh, the fishing is off the chain. It's so good. The trout, reds, sheephead, black drum, giant catfish, plenty of catfish, triple tails. I mean, it's crazy good. I mean, they limit out on trout and reds. You got they'll go catch a bunch of bulls with it. I mean, they've been doing really, really well.
So now, they've been throwing that nasty old shrimp, or they've been using,
On the trout, they've been catching a lot of the trout on plastic, and then they'll go to shrimp for their redfish in the dirty water, but then they'll go and sit somewhere and catch a bunch of bull reds. Man, it's just been great, and tons of catfish. You can see them moving in the water in certain places. And, you know, I must have cleaned 400 pounds of catfish day before yesterday and put them up.
Wow. What do y'all do with the catfish down there? How do you prepare them? Just regular good old country fried?
Yeah, but I like to take them and get those big fillets and let them start getting firm in the freezer and take them out, put them on a meat slicer and slice them. That's where they do like thin fried catfish at all the restaurants. That's how they do it.
Yeah, that's a trick I learned from you. You know, this thin-fried catfish, people think, oh, they catch those nice little cat. No, that's the big catfish, but they cut them thin and to make them crispy from the big ones. And the way to do that, like you say, is you freeze it and then get a meat slicer so it stays real firm and doesn't fall apart on you.
Yeah, they could, too, but well, they're abundant right now. They're fun to catch, too.
Right? Yes,
you know, you have your channel cats, you have big blues, small blues, but I think the biggest one I had this week was 50 pounds, but it's just been crazy.
You talk about much is sheep's head. Y'all don't really target sheep's head much. I'm sure you catch sideline fish, but as far as targeting them, you really don't do that, do you?
Some people want to go catch them. The other day we had somebody that did it. And you know what? We save that for when it's so bad we can't get out and we got some spots we could catch them in inclement weather. And then if you go to a couple of the different rigs, you can catch them. But I think I'm going to turn my interest into catching me a few triple tails here in the next after I get back. I lost a really good customer last week, so I'm going to go to Houston for a funeral Monday and Tuesday, and then I might come back if the weather's good. I'm going to get after some triple tails.
Yeah, we were talking about triple tail on my fishing trip this week. In your area, how do you fish them? You know, over where Gallo is in the big lakes, they like the crab trap floats because they love to hang up structures. Sometimes they'll hang close to a pole. How do you target them down in the Burris Venice area?
Well, you can do that if you want, you know, just target them like that. Or you can fish rigs, or you can sight fish them. Right now, they got some in that way I can sight fish them. So I'm going to do that. That's really fun if you get on them like that. So I think they'll stay there a little while, and I'll take advantage of it.
Yeah. Now, you got a recipe for triple tail?
Yeah, I sure do. You got to have a recipe for everything.
All right.
You know, that you take it and you put it in butter and then you put breadcrumbs on it and then you put it in the oven with lemon and butter and just let it cook because it's such a
oily, great white meat. And then when it comes out, it's crispy with the breadcrumbs or panko, whatever you use. And then you just cut your pieces off of that, and that's so good. Oh, my goodness.
It's kind of like snapper. The simpler, the better, because it's such a good natural taster. Yeah, you're not trying to hide or disguise anything on the triple tip.
No,
that's for sure.
When I do snapper, I just put that olive oil or butter or both, you know, in a pan, and I'll just sear them and season them up, and they're terrific like that.
Well, we're going to have to do this with snapper when we get a little closer to snapper season and get people to share their snapper recipes. And one of my favorites is a John Foltz way. He does it in the rock salt, man. That's incredibly good.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So the liver's at 8.9, and it'll be 6.4 here in a couple of weeks, and I don't see a rise anywhere all the way to Cairo. So, you know, it's going to be good.
Yes,
they
it
might
is.
Like that now.
Yeah, and keep it up and even get better. Well, somebody wants to get in on all that stuff. The easiest way to get you, they can go to the website, and you got a real nice website. But, man, that phone is easy enough to call you on.
Yeah, 504-559-5111.
And he'll have a fishing pole in one here and a spatula in the other doing the cooking and the fishing. So, but he can still manage a telephone, too. I don't know how you do it.
Practice, buddy, practice.
There you go. All right, we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, brother. We'll see you soon.
Stay dry. All right, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, one of our favorite field reporters. All right, we come back after this. We're going to wrap it up with some more seafood recipes, seafood breakfast recipes. If you got one, you got time to share it with us, text it 504-260-1870. And also going to tell you what I'm going to be doing a little bit later on this morning. Back to do it after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, you know, one of the things I love about doing radio is sometimes you have sporadic topics just pop up. And one listener mentioned about favorite seafood breakfast items. And, a lot of people responded because more people than you think actually love to have seafood breakfasts. And I just got one in from my buddy Uncle Larry. He just texted me and said his dozen raw oysters. Plain and simple for Uncle Larry. All right, my buddy Rick, who is hunting with his grandson Seth in the Louisiana Youth Turkey Hunt this morning, and I'll be joining them with my grandnephew, Drew Dubuque, who will be with me tomorrow morning. He sent one in, too, and his is pretty good. Fried loose crawfish boudin with some eggs nested in it. There you go. Good stuff. All right, some of our other listeners sent theirs in. The Big Man Bassin in Covington says his favorite seafood breakfast is cold fried fish on a cathead biscuit. There you go. Some people just love that cold fish. I can handle it, but I'm not real big on cold fish. But some people just like the texture and taste when it's cold. All right, then we have David Hubble said he was glad to hear I got out and fished in Mobile Bay. That's kind of his neck of the woods over there. He said his dad would always look forward to the late fall when the specks followed the shrimp into the upper bay and Mobile Delta. Yeah, they go up in that fresh water almost in those rivers. But this time of the year, they start moving out, and you can catch them in the bay and even further out. All right, here's he's a foodie, too, and he says his answer is crab cakes and eggs. You take two crab cakes topped with poached eggs and hollandaise sauce, and then a side of skillet fried diced potatoes. It's more of a brunch dish technically, but delicious anytime in my book. You know, there's certain dishes that are considered breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Or I don't know. I think you can mix and match and eat breakfast for dinner and dinner for breakfast, whatever. All right, here's one. They had a great morning crabbing yesterday at a very windy Point of Shen. Lost my hunters for the hungry cap, but was able to recover it. Big E from Thibodeau. Well, Big E, if you ever lose it, I've got some hunter for the hungry fishing caps. I can supply you with one. Be glad to do it. All right, here's a vote for tilapia and cornflakes. Cook the tilapia any way you want, then throw it away and eat the cornflakes. Not a fan of tilapia, I take it. And I'm not a real big fan of tilapia. I've had it. It is probably the most bland and tasteless fish I've ever eaten. Oh, and I'm corrected on Rick. I get them mixed up. It's going to be Shane and not Seth. Seth is the older one. He's already been through the youth turkey hunting wars with us. So good luck to you, Shane. All right, we have, I'm not sure what that one is about, but you got one, 504-260-1870. All right, let me tell you what I'm going to be doing a little bit later on this morning. I am going to be attending a preview party for Coastal concepts, coastal cooking concepts, that is. And I participated in an episode of a 12-part series on public broadcasting, which was produced by WYES Channel 12, which is the public broadcast station in New Orleans. And beginning next Saturday at 9 a.m., that'll be the first in that series. And what this is, it is a collection of episodes of cooking from chefs, some of them famous restaurant chefs, all the way down to backyard camp cooks like me. And everyone's got different recipes, a lot of seafood, a lot of fish. There's a few game, which I did. And it's going to be incorporated into a long series, 12 parts. And I'm looking forward to the previews that they'll be showing today. So look for it on your public broadcast channel. That is Coastal Cooking Concepts. And that begins, kicks off Saturday, April the 4th. I think 9 a.m. is when that first one will air. All right, here's maybe the most unusual breakfast item we got. It's goose, gizzards, livers, and grits. How about that? Goose, gizzards, livers, and grits in the morning. Thanks to Grandma producing those. Yeah, well, you got to get those goose, gizzards, and livers. That's not exactly a seafood, but certainly a game item that someone might enjoy in the morning. All right, we're going to be back again to do this next week, if you'll let us, and you'll join us. We hope you do. You can catch us on a number of stations. We've got a flagship station out of New Orleans, WWL 870 AM and FM 105.3, and then we've got stations like Talk FM 106.5. We've got a couple of ESPN stations in Baton Rouge. We've got KPEL in Lafayette. And, of course, you can stream it if you go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, if you don't have a radio or you're not in distance of one of our affiliate stations. And also you can catch replays. If you happen to be out and hunting or on the water and you don't bring your listening device with you and you want to catch up on something you might have missed and catch the show, you can always catch the replays, because Cullen Steele, who is our ace producer of this show, that's also one of his duties, and he usually has the show up just minutes after it airs. It's always waiting for you there. And just go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You go there for a lot of things, and there's a link to where you can hear the shows and catch everything that happened. And a special thanks to Cullen today. Did a great job. Thanks to all of our field reporters, and mostly thanks to those of you who make this show go. Without you, there is no show. Without the sponsors, there's no show. And this is one of the very few programs. Think about it. Absolutely free. Doesn't cost you a thing. All you need to have is a radio and a desire to listen, and no subscriptions, no contracts, none of that kind of stuff. And hope we can keep doing it for you for a long, long time. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again next week with another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.